Oh, Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for being in the midst of us, Father God, and giving us the power. And with this power, we say this prophetic prayer declaration. We decree and declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare, in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Thank you, Father. Now, we can open up the lines right now so we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen, moderator.
God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you thanks and we give you praise and worship and adoration. Knowing, Lord Jesus, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering the people be. And we thank you, Father, for your blood that washes, my God, as white as snow, your blood that is applied to our hearts, even in this session, Father, even as the praises go up in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Father, for your angels, even now on assignment, Father, taking charge. We decree, even over our neighborhoods, my God, a positive environment Father, may your presence, my God, makes a difference. In the name of Jesus Christ, in your presence, my God, there's fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We are thankful for the release of your fresh anointing. Father, knowing that our horn shall have exalted the horn of a unicorn, we shall be anointed with fresh oil. So let that fresh anointing, Father, be poured in your servants and your handmaiden, and even upon the prophets, my God, and all those, my God, that are even now, Father, will looking out, my God, and seeking your face. My God, as we seek you early, Lord, you said we will find you. We thank you, Father, for the leaders of this house, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, my God, that you're pouring in your anointing, you're pouring, my God, your unfolding of mysteries, Father, and the interpretation of them all with boldness that will come forth in the lives of your servants and your handmaiden, Father. We thank you for the family Jordan and the family Barron that you're touching, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, and the rejuvenation of their youthfulness that you are bringing forth, my God, and we decree strong mind on their behalf in the name of Jesus, the mind of Christ, my God, and strong wisdom that will come forth from their lips, my God, and be in the pen of a ready writer. We thank you, Father, for the siblings, my God, that you are touching, even the ladies, my God, who are pregnant at this particular season, my God. We thank you, Father, for birthing, Lord, that is taking place, new birthing, and we thank you, Father, for the new generation that's been established going forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name, Father, for, Lord, the healing virtue, even of those, my God, that are reaching out, even though we reach out on their behalf, because we know healing is the children's bread. And you are still the balm that's in Gilead, even at midnight, Father. Then, Lord, we are sending forth your word, even to those, the sick, the afflicted, and the shutting, my God. We decree healing, my God. We decree the wholeness, and we decree perfection of that which you have designed for their lives, my God, in the name of Jesus. Because the work that you have started, my God, you will complete in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the open heaven. We thank you for the power of agreement, Father, that your glory cloud can come down in the midst of us, my God, that Father, that even the priest will not be able to minister because of your glory cloud that will, my God, will be lingering over our lives, that you continue to be that pillar of cloud of fire by night, and a pillar of cloud of fire by, and a pillar of cloud by day, Father. We decree, Lord, let God arise, and let our enemies be scattered, Father, with your fire. Lord, let it be answered with fire, because you said, my God, you are consumed by it, and the fire goes before you and burns all our enemies, Father. We thank you for the right hand of the Lord that do it violently, because you it is that go before us, my God, to tread on our enemies. And we thank you, Father, for continue going before us, because you said when you put the foot your own sheep, you go before them, and the sheep hear your voice. We thank you for your anointing that will rest upon the house of Zoe, upon the body of Christ, even to the globalization of the prophetic, Father, that are taking place, my God, open doors. We decree open doors. We decree, my God, legal matters, Father, that you're undertaking, my God. We decree victory, because you always cause us to triumph in all things, in the name of Jesus. And we decree, my God, that your grace and your favor and the prophetic song will continue to be expanding, Father, throughout the nation, Father, and even globally. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory, because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. And we say, Lord, be glorified in the midst of us all, and let the Lord be magnified as we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we lift you up in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you all the glory and the praise, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for this space, Father God, and the leadership, Master E. Bernard Jordan and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And Father God, we bless your name in this space tonight, Father God. God, we pray for all of those that are sick and shut in, Father God, that you will bring about a speedy recovery, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for those that are addictive tonight. We pray for release and deliverance in that area, Father God. Father God, we pray for family altars, Father God, that they will be torn down in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our youth and the generations, Father God, which go before us, Father God, that you will prepare a place for them, Father God, in your kingdom, Father God, that they will go forth and do war in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray, Father God, for each and every person that is represented here on this line tonight. We pray for the family members that are represented here tonight, Father God. We pray, Father God,
God, for all those cares, Father God, for you said, cast your cares upon me. And Father God, tonight we cast it upon you, knowing, God, that you're able to bring deliverance, knowing that you're able to bring healing, Father God, knowing that you're able to bring peace, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. It is that peace, Father God, that shall guide our hearts and our minds through your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the prophets on tonight, Father God, that you have offered us a gathering place, Father God, to pray, to decree and declare, Father God, your victory for your people, Father God. Father God, we know that you hear our prayers, Father God, because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, Father God, you are there in the midst. And Father God, because you're here, Lord, we lift you up. We give you glory. We honor you, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you for deliverance. We say thank you for blessings, Father God. We say thank you for prosperity, Father God. We say thank you, Father God, for all that you've given us and all that we have, Father God, to go forth and do your work, Father God. We thank you for the voices here on tonight, Father God, that will speak the oracles of God in prayer and supplication, Father God. We cast down all ungodly spirits, Father God, that might be represented in here, Father. For you said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Oh, God, so we thank you for that, Father God. And we know, Father God, that we are secure in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you have our backs, Father God. We know that we are covered in your blood, Father God, and that no weapon shall form. No weapon shall be formed, Father God. And if those weapons are formed, Father God, they will not prosper. Father God, we go in confidence knowing, Father God, that you called us for such a time as this, in a season as this, Father God. We know your voice, Father God, and a stranger we will not follow, Father God, for it is we, your sheep, Father God, that follow you, and we hear your oracles, Father God, and those oracles, let them ring out through the earth, Father God, even as the master prophet goes forth, Father God, with the decree that you have placed on his life, Father God, that those things shall be heard, obeyed, and move forward in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just give you praise and we glorify you, Father God. We love you tonight, Father God, because you first loved us, Father God. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. And Lord, we love you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come before you, before your presence, to pray for your people worldwide. Thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their tenacity in leading us spiritually and in our spiritual walk and in globalizing the prophetic worldwide. Bless their hands, Father God, and their family. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all, on the prayer request list, and also those who aren't on it. Continue to keep the mothers of Zoe Ministries and vessels of all Zoe Atlanta, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Berrien, Mother Gladys Austin, and all the mothers worldwide. Bless them, Lord. And thank you for peeling off the layers of us that's not you, Father God, healing the heart of your people worldwide. Thank you for being an awesome God. We love you, Father God, to life. Thank you for covering the men in prisons, teaching each of them through your servants who you are, so their lives can change and be restored and they can be released from that system. Thank you, Father God, for favor in court cases, housing, real estate, business dealings. Thank you that mercy and grace that follows us all the days of our lives. No weapons shall form against us, and every tongue that rises against us shall not prosper. Thank you, Father God, for the marriages and strengthening them. Thank you for right connections and relationships. Thank you for loving us first as you gave your Son to save us all worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for placing a hedge of protection over all the children worldwide in school, in their travels. Continue to expose those human traffickers, trafficking rings in Libya and worldwide, Father God. I thank you in advance. I thank you for the entrepreneurs in the season. Bless them as they use their gifts and talents worldwide that you give them. Thank you, Father God, for each prophet that's represented on this line and those in the background. And thank you for all the partners and the first-time callers continuing to be blessed through this Midnight Cry prayer call. Thank you, Father God, for your word, the Bible, your Holy Spirit. For there we find wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Father God, for a fresh wind of peace on all of the households worldwide represented on this call. Thank you, Father God, that we can trust, believe, and have faith in your words that you give us daily with your instructions that will never fail. Thank you, Father God, for the angels who covers us in all things as we command them. And I thank you for the fivefold ministries. May they continue to teach your people worldwide. Thank you and give them an extra portion of your strength, Father God. Thank you for all the prophets in the background, the moderators who serve so diligently. Thank you, Father God, for the men who come to the forefront, the prophets, to lead on this midnight call. And I give you all the praise and honor in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Oh, bless your name, Father God, for you're an awesome and merciful God, and we take pleasure in serving you, Father God. We thank you, God, for waking us up to breathe life on this day. You've given us another chance and another opportunity to come before your grace. Father God, if there's anything that's not of you in our lives, Father God, we ask you to remove that so that it's you filling us up and it's you, Father God, in us. We thank you, God, for everyone connected on this line today. You know the names and the faces and the families that they connect to, Father God. We bless you for them, Father God. For even in a time as this that we all come together, Father God, healing is our portion. Deliverance is our portion, Father God. Renewal is our portion, and Father God, freedom, hallelujah, is our portion. Whether it be in Africa, Syria, Father God, or even in the Philippine Islands, any of the islands, Father God, that they try to kidnap and steal children and force them into things ungodly, Father God, we rebuke that, for we know that freedom is their portion, Father God. And we thank you, God. I am reminded of the scripture, Isaiah 40 and 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, Father God. For we are walking, we are running, we are standing, Father God. For we're not giving up, God. We're staying against this wall, Heavenly Father. We're believing in transformation, Father God. We're believing, Father God, in the healing, Father God. For we see each other whole and complete in this hour, Father God. We thank you for everybody that has been held up on this prayer line, Father God. We believe and we already see it done. Thank you, God. No matter what the doctors say, no matter what the courts say, Father God, no matter what the wicked lawyers may even say, for your children, hallelujah, that worship you and come before you, and their families that are standing before you, Father God, we touch and agree, and we see them whole, complete, free, and worry-free, Father God. For we don't worry, Father God. We faith it up. We don't cry and woe is me, God. We faith it up, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for the mental healing, Father God, for those who doctors have said something is wrong with their mindset. The blood, and we thank you, God, for we see you visiting them, Father God. The Holy Spirit is working its hands and working the anointing and working in the healing situation concerning people's mind, whether they be oppressed, whether they be depressed, Father God, and whether they have challenges with their thinking and unusual things, activity going in there, Father God. We see them whole and complete. For as we keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, as I was reminded by a prophetess who said they told her, Father God, to keep taking situations to alter her mind, but she said no, and she stayed against the wall praising you, Father God, today healed and complete. So I thank you for miracles that have gone and the miracles that we're standing in on this day, Father God. I thank you for moving in Miami, Father God, and those families who've just had some devastation, Father God. We don't know why, God, this is you created us all. You created everything, Father God. But if we hold on to you, we know we shall have life, we shall have freedom, Father God, and we shall be restored, God. We decree and declare in this hour restoration and renewal in anything that has been stolen from us. The devil's a liar. You are a liar. The devil is a liar. Anything that has been stolen from us, from our finances to our homes, our families, we thank you for restoring them. We thank you because there is no power in our lives from you, Satan. So get ye behind. Hallelujah. And we are returned. These things are returned in Jesus' name. We thank you for we are favored rights. Where we walk, sit, where we worship, where we work, we are favored rights. For there is elevation around us. There is prosperity around us. Hallelujah. There is new network and new associations around us. And anybody that is not met, meaning well for us or our families, Father God, we rebuke them. For there is no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you for the young people, Father God. We bless them, Father God. Those who are having challenges with family, Father God, coming up against them, we rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. For we see restoration. We see respect with family members and the building up, Father God, wives and husbands, Father God, unity, mothers and daughters and sons and fathers, unity. And, Father God, a special prayer for the neighborhood out in Oakland, Father God. Oh, my God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name, and we thank you for the peace on that block. Every demon, in the name of Jesus, there's no way, no power, no home, no space for you on that block in that neighborhood. We hold up Prophetess Darlene, Father God. Father God, as you send her with an army, they don't see the angels, but we know the angels are there with her, Father God. Oh, glory. And as she takes her walk and she drives through that block, Father God, we see wholeness and deliverance and protection, Father God. For there's no way that that spirit is surviving on that block. We give your name the praise, Father God, for new visitations, new associations, Father God. Our leaders, Father God, may they be always humbled before you as you continue to give them the power, Father God, and the might that brings forth the words for your people that deliver us and free us, Father God, and empower us, Father God. Thank you for wisdom, Father God. And in our meditative time, Father God, when we raise our hands up just to reach out continuously to you, may you visit us constantly. And in our dreams, may we have the visions that we can write down and make it plain until the time of its manifestation. We give your name always, always the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we thank you for salvation, God. Amen and amen.
Father, thank you for redeeming our families from any curse that may have been uttered in the past against us. We pray that whatever it is that has been haunting our families for generations, whether it is in the area of physical, financial, relational, mental, or spiritual attacks, we decree freedom and breakthrough. We declare Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness, poverty, and spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. You did it by becoming a curse for us, Jesus. It is written, everyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse. We pray for faithfulness to obey your voice, O Lord, so that we can be free from any curse of disobedience. For all disobedience is sin, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And we break Ashekumbrasa, the curse of witchcraft over our lives and over our families' lives. Irabasha. Every curse of murmuring and complaining, every curse of jealousy and envy and strife, every curse of rebelling against leadership, we break it, my God, Obrasha, over the lives of this, your people. And we decree and declare submission and humility, Lord God, that we will walk in obedience and submission to your word and submission to your delegated authority, because it is only when we submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, he shall flee. And God, our power is in our submission. And God, we submit in the name of Jesus, that we can say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the blessings of obedience to replace every generational curse. We pray these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us. We declare our families blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Blessed is the fruitfulness of our bodies and our stores. Every work of our hands are blessed. Our territories are expanded in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we decree and declare expansion and elevation, expansion and elevation, victory and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We decree that these bones shall live, Lord God. The dead bones in our family, the death is resurrected, Lord God. Every dormant gift is stirred in our lives in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail against every work of darkness. The blood of Jesus prevail against every negative word spoken and prayed against us. We reroute and send it back to the sender 100-fold return, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. We bless you for our Archbishop and our leading lady. We bless you for our first family, and we speak divine protection over all of our leaders. The blood of Jesus prevail as they travel, traveling mercies, travel grace and protection over all of us, even everyone on this call, Lord God. Every threat and every curse that's been spoken against us, we send it back to the sender 100-fold return, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned, because this is our heritage. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please. You may be speaking on mute.
Amen, amen. Live conference call schedule, 9 a.m. Join Master Prophet Ibanar Jordan Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. conference call, join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. And all the conference call, the number is 1-515-604-9266. 1-515-604-9266. And you can text to give as this midnight cry call continue to be a blessing to you and your family. You can text to give and type in donate at 646-762-0433, 646-762-0433. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers Conference call at 641-715-3631, and the access code is 533-404 and the pound. Tuesday and Fridays at 9 p.m. and on Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have our Book of the Month Club number 4, so you can call Customer Care Service at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. And you can inform the moderator that you want to enroll in the Book of the Month Club number 4. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. People of God, govern yourselves accordingly. We thank you for being on the call. We thank you for your stand. We thank you for your faithfulness. Please be encouraged to know that victory is yours. Amen. Sow your seed. Eliminate your need. Stop the bleed. Get delivered from greed. Amen. The word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. More to be desired, yea, than precious gold. So, tonight, text to give. Amen. And watch the Lord manifest his glory in your life. 646-762-0433. Company of Providence, thank you for your stand. Amen. I know Pastor's heart is rejoicing and Bishop is celebrating each of you. Amen. For being a yes on behalf of the people of God, that the word of the Lord shall be made manifest in their lives. God bless you. Is our prayer. Peace.
Wait a minute.